Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It begins, as so many stories do, a family seeking a fresh start, moving to a home surrounded by nature's quiet beauty. A house by the river with fields stretching in every direction. Peaceful, serene, or so it seemed. But sometimes what looks like tranquility can hide something much darker, something waiting just below the surface to be discovered. For one young boy, the move promised adventure, new playmates, open spaces, and the carefree days of childhood. Yet even before the unsettling events began, a strange warning came, delivered innocently enough by a friend. A dream of a headless figure lurking near the house. A dream that would become all too real. What followed was an experience that blurred the line between imagination and reality, leaving a lasting mark on the boy's mind. Was it just the overactive fears of a child, or did the house hold a secret? A connection to a restless spirit searching for what it had lost? Let's get to the letter. They write... This happened when I was 10 years old. My family had just moved to a house near the river, surrounded by open fields. It seemed peaceful at first, a quiet place behind my school. My siblings and I felt like we had an endless playground, and for a while it was perfect. But looking back, I realized that something about that house was off. Let me describe it to you. It was a semi-bungalow, no second floor, just 3 small bedrooms and a kitchen that shared space with the dining room. The front door faced east toward the river, and there was a balcony where we'd sit in the evenings. My older brother and I shared the smallest room, the male's room, with a double-decker bed by the window. It was the kind of place where the silence could sometimes feel too loud, if that makes sense. There was an ipil-ipil tree right behind the house near the bathroom. My classmates and I used to play near that tree. One of them, Mary Ann, was excited when we moved in because she lived nearby. She was a sweet girl but had a knack for telling strange stories. Not long after we moved, she told me and my siblings about a dream she'd had, a dream about our house. In her dream, we were playing near the ipil-ipil tree when we saw something horrifying. A headless man standing there silent, his body swaying slightly in the breeze. She said we all ran as fast as we could when the man started moving toward us. She laughed it off, but the image stuck with me. At the time, I told myself it was just her imagination. Kids dream about weird things all the time, right? Months passed, and I forgot all about Marianne's dream. Life went on as normal, or at least I thought it was normal. But looking back, there were signs that not everything was right in that house. At night, when everything was quiet, I'd sometimes feel like someone was watching me. I'd brush it off as my imagination or a trick of the light. Then one night, everything changed. I was asleep in the bottom bunk of the double-decker bed. My head was near the door, and the window opposite it was covered with a thin curtain. It was one of those nights where everything felt too still, like even the air was holding its breath. I woke up suddenly, my body tense, and for a moment, I didn't know why. Then I felt it, that unmistakable sensation of being watched. My heart started pounding. I didn't dare move at first, but my eyes drifted to the window, and that's when I saw it. There, just beyond the curtain, was a head, a man's head, floating in the air. It wasn't just a shadow or a trick of the light. I could see it clearly, glowing faintly, like it had its own light source. The face looked like it belonged to someone from a long time ago, Spanish or American features mixed with Filipino, like the kind of people you see in history books. His expression was blank, his eyes scanning the room, searching for something. My body froze. I couldn't breathe, couldn't scream. I couldn't even look away. The head didn't move at first, just floated there as if it had been placed deliberately in my line of sight. My first thought was that it couldn't be real, that I was imagining it. But the longer I stared, the more I realized it was there. Really there. I pulled the blanket over my head, trembling so hard that I could hear my teeth chattering. My mind raced with thoughts. Should I call my parents? No, I couldn't. My father hated being woken up over what he'd called childish nonsense. What if they came into the room and the head was gone? I'd be scolded for making up stories. I stayed under the blanket, too scared to move, whispering prayers as tears ran down my face. When I peeked out again, the head was still there, but now it was moving. Slowly it turned from side to side, as though it was looking for something, or someone. Its eyes swept across the room, and for a brief, heart-stopping moment, they locked onto mine. That's when it smiled. The smile wasn't warm or friendly. It was wrong, cold, and calculated, as if it knew exactly how much fear it was causing me. My stomach churned, and I felt the blood drain from my face. The head hovered there for what felt like an eternity, its eyes still fixed on me. I wanted to scream, but no sound would come out. My voice was trapped, just like the rest of me. I yanked the blanket back over my head, shaking so hard I thought my bunk bed might rattle. I prayed harder than I'd ever prayed in my life. "Please, God," I whispered over and over, "make it go away." My whole body was trembling, and I could feel the wetness of the bed beneath me. I'd peed myself without realizing it. The fear was that intense, but when I peeked out again, hoping it was gone, the head was still there. It had moved closer to the window now, its features even more vivid in the dim light. I could see every detail, the sharp lines of its face, the stubble on its chin, the deep-set eyes that glowed faintly as they roamed the room. I began to wonder if it was looking for something specific or someone. My mind raced back to Marianne's dream, and I felt a chill run through me. Could this be the head of the man she'd seen? The one from the Ipil tree? Was he still searching for his body, or had something even darker trapped him here, able to move on? The head tilted slightly as if curious about my reaction, and then it did something I'll never forget. It turned toward the door and moved. Not floated, but moved with deliberate intent. Like it had purpose. My heart felt like it might burst. I pulled the blanket tighter around me. My prayers now frantic, my body shaking uncontrollably. I kept telling myself, "This can't be real. It can't." But it was. The moments stretched endlessly. I couldn't tell if I was awake or trapped in some kind of nightmare. I started to doubt everything, my senses, my sanity. But every time I gathered the courage to peek out, the head was still there, moving ever so slightly, scanning the room with those piercing eyes. And every time it did, I felt smaller, more helpless, as if it were draining the very air from the room. The hours crawled by. I could see faint light starting to creep in from outside, signaling the arrival of dawn. With the first rays of sunlight came the only relief I'd felt all night. The head began to fade. It didn't vanish all at once, but slowly, like smoke dissipating into the air. I watched, barely breathing, as its glow dimmed and the features blurred. Finally, it was gone. I didn't move until the room was bathed in full daylight. My body was stiff and sore from the tension of the night. My face was sticky with dried tears, and my clothes were damp from where I'd wet the bed. I sat there too afraid to leave my blanket cocoon, until I heard the sound of my family stirring in the kitchen. When I finally went to tell my parents, they listened with furrowed brows. My mother seemed concerned, though skeptical, while my father brushed it off as a bad dream. "Pray before bed next time," he said. My mother decided to check the room and the area near the ipil-ipil tree, but she found nothing unusual. No strange footprints, no signs of anyone or anything having been there. It was only later that I remembered Marianne's dream and mentioned it to my mom. She paused for a moment before saying, "Maybe the head was looking for its body." The way she said it sent a shiver down my spine. She wasn't joking. For weeks after that night, I couldn't sleep without the lights on. Even then, I'd lie awake for hours, staring at the window, waiting for that face to reappear. But it never did. Still, I couldn't shake the feeling that whatever I'd seen that night wasn't gone, not completely. Whether it was tied to the ipil-ipil tree or something darker, I'll never know. But one thing is certain. I'll never forget the sight of that head, its searching eyes, and that chilling, knowing smile. Thank you for reading. The story you just heard is one that lingers, much like the presence of the floating head itself. What strikes me most about this tale is the protagonist's sense of isolation, not just in the face of something supernatural, but within their own family. Imagine being 10 years old, paralyzed by fear, and knowing you couldn't even call out for help because your cries might be dismissed. It's a chilling reminder that the scariest moments in life are often the ones we face alone. But what exactly happened that night? Was the severed head a restless spirit bound to the ipil-ipil tree, trapped in a liminal space and searching for its lost body? It's possible. The Philippines is rich with folklore about spirits tethered to the places where their lives ended tragically or violently. Perhaps this was one such soul, unable to move on, drawn to the energy of a child sensitive enough to perceive it. On the other hand, we can't rule out psychological explanations. Fear, darkness, and an overactive imagination can create powerful illusions. The brain, especially a young one, is a master at filling in blanks when we encounter something we don't understand. Was it a play of light, a pattern in the curtain, or even a vivid continuation of Marianne's dream? Could the protagonist's fear have given shape to something that wasn't really there, and yet there's that smile, that knowing, deliberate smile? If this was a hallucination, why would it behave so intentionally? Why did it seem to acknowledge the protagonist's fear, even feed on it? That perhaps is the most unsettling detail of all. Whether this was the imagination of a frightened child or a genuine brush with the paranormal, one thing is clear. Some experiences leave a mark so deep, they never fully fade. To remind us that some questions aren't meant to be answered. They simply exist, haunting the edges of our minds, waiting for the right moment to reappear. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and maybe keep the lights on tonight.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.